The 23rd Annual Piedmont Plus Senior Games Tournament will be held at the Washington Park Softball Complex on Saturday.
We've got one of the most powerful softball divisions for seniors of anyone in the state.
That's Chuck Vestal with the city's Recreation and Parks Department, which is sponsoring the event. He says the softball tournament is part of a local initiative that offers activities for seniors year-round.
It's a great time for our athletes to come together and realize, you know, they're not having to compete against folks that are so much younger than they are. And the part that they add to it, though, is the camaraderie. You don't see that a lot of times with the younger leagues. But when you go out here and see these ladies and gentlemen play, I mean, it's almost like a homecoming or a party. It's just a celebration. They can still get out and enjoy something they did so much as a kid and as a younger adult. It's an amazing thing to see.
The players will be divided into teams based on their age groups. Participants range in age from 55 to the early 80s. 10 men's and women's teams from Forsyth and Stokes counties will take the field tomorrow. Vestal says this year's tournament will also include additional teams made up of players from across the state.
We have opened this tournament up to an invitational tournament, which has teams coming for this year from Burlington and from Salisbury. And then we've got multiple teams coming from Charlotte and then teams coming from Hickory. And the really neat thing about the softball teams, they're actually playing here locally to qualify to advance to the state tournament in Raleigh in September of this year.
Every 2 years, the teams that medal in Winston-Salem and in Raleigh win a bid to the National Senior Softball Tournament in Cleveland. Vestal says two teams from the Triad will compete for a national title in July. He says the public is invited to come and cheer on the athletes free of charge. The senior games begin Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at the Washington Park Softball Complex off of Peters Creek Parkway. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.